Hi everybody, I'm Veronica. I'm 23 and I'm currently living in my hometown. There is a small town in Umbria that is in the center of Italy. And I'm currently living at my parents' place with my family, and I've been there during the whole pandemic time. I'm currently working as a freelance Italian tutor online, teaching my native language to people from all over the world.
What's the current situation with the pandemic where you are?
Well, it's pretty much difficult here too, like in many other European countries, although the cases seem to be decreasing during these days. But we don't have a national lockdown. We have a system with different colors. Now the majority of the regions have been declared orange zone. There are a few red where the situation is really, really serious, and some other yellow that are not so different from the orange one. And I am currently in the orange area. In the orange area, we are allowed to travel inside our town without any document to show, but we cannot go outside our region. So yeah, it is pretty serious in Umbria as well.
And are the restaurants open?
The restaurants are open only for the home delivery or the takeaway service until 6 p.m. and until 6 p.m. and maybe now it was extended to 10 p.m. The same is valid for cafes, coffee shops, is the same for the restaurant. So we cannot go there and sit and have a meal there, but only for takeaway.
Are all the shops open?
Yeah, the shops, they are open to the public.
What about schools and colleges? Are they open?
Now, no, colleges, college students are a bit forgotten, unfortunately. So I think that it will be a while before college students can go back in the classrooms. But I know that primary school students until high school, they can go now. They can have classes in presence on the classroom. Also high school students now, they just got back to classroom, but for college, no, not yet. I consider myself lucky because I have had the opportunity to finish my studies. Yeah, I finished the second semester of my last college year during the pandemic in the first lockdown. And then I graduated last summer. I was glad at least for being able to spend my school time on the school desk and not online, because I understand that it is difficult, it's a bit weird for young people not to be able to meet the friends, schoolmates. They miss out on the fun aspect of school.
What have you found that you've missed most?
Yeah, of course, like I think many people during the confinement at home, I really missed, of course, the freedom, the geographical, physical freedom of choosing where you want to go, the freedom of traveling, because this is something that I think many of us take for granted, also before the COVID broke out, because we have the freedom to travel abroad, everywhere. The borders are always open to us European people. This was really difficult when the borders started to close down to Italian people. It was weird. This is something that I really missed so much because I wanted to go abroad after my graduation. And so my plans sort of fell apart. And then, of course, I've missed the physical contact with my friends, with social activity, social events, social life. Because you know that in Italy especially, it is important for us to shake our hands, to hug people, to hold people. So this is something that is missing and is something that we are looking forward to doing again. the freedom of going out for a pizza, planning, yeah, the freedom of making plans, going somewhere, going to fitness lessons without wearing masks or social distancing. Yeah, this is the freedom of what seems another era before COVID.
Have you discovered anything new during the lockdown?
During the lockdown, I found myself stuck here in the countryside and at my parents' home where I was born and raised. So I had the opportunity to get back to nature, to walk into nature. And it was also really nice, especially during these times, hard times, where you are constantly filled with negative news. It was really nice to connect with nature and walk around. Yeah, I read more books because I had more time to read books and yeah, reflect on what I usually took for granted during these times. I discovered myself to be also an online tutor, and I never thought that I could work online and create an online job for me. So that was a surprise for me, because this COVID situation pushed me to find something online. I thought that wasn't my cup of tea, but then it turned out to be really interesting.
When the pandemic's finished, do you think you will carry on working online like this?
Yeah, this is a good question, because I thought about it. And of course, I can't wait to, as soon as the borders are open of other countries, I can't wait to go travel around Europe and beyond and find something in the travel tourism industry, because I really enjoy the interaction with people and exploring other countries. But I think that I will also carry on this online conversation with people, and because I really find it rewarding to help people learn my language and give this contribution with my skills that I have learned during these times.
Well, thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you.